Unless you were talking to us.
I hate that.
I do too. Okay, meeting with Joe Bartlett, and you didn't get your college degree.
He's outside. We actually are leaving just after this meeting. So
Enjoy.
the car was sort of shimmying, so he's like looking for a stick to poke the ice out of the wheels. So we don't drive fast enough to notice that. Okay, so I don't know where you want me to. Like, do we want to do everything again, or do we just present kind of an overview?
Maybe just an overview.
So I'm here with the Pulte Meadows Conservation District for development. We're looking at constructing a water mitigation project, the northern little section of the town green that doesn't have any trees or other infrastructure on it, which would be tapping into a storm drain that runs right in front of the municipal building, and collects a lot of storm water from these blocks to the north of the town municipal building. And it would be treated then in the park, and it would infiltrate and travel slowly as groundwater instead of being dumped as a point source to the river. And it would be cleaned of most of its contaminants. There would be kind of an overflow so much. Full like during a heavy rain event, the water would normally dash to the river. And I have plans here, if anybody wants to see them, I'm happy to hand those out. Joe is available to talk about sort of the technical aspects of the project. He's the consultant who designed the project. And yeah, we're just hoping for a vote. If we did get a positive vote tonight to move forward, then we would put in an application for a grant. That grant deadline is March 6th. So we would just do that ourselves. And then if that was approved and we got to the point where we were putting an RFP out for a contractor, we would do whatever amount of partnering with the town that the town wanted to do so that they felt that they had sort of say in the work and everything as it moved forward.
Questions from anyone?
I mean, we put it on the agenda so that people, if someone in town, so if there's any questions from the people here,
I've set the plan too.
or any comments?
I think it's important to note too that we're a change in theory, we're ahead of the curve. We're going to be ordered to do something with our phosphorus and that anything that drains into Lake Champlain. So we're just beating the head of the curve, and we're getting money to do it. So it's not costing the town of Fairhaven anything except maintenance costs. If that's the way that if
Yeah, and
that's the way it ends up, that
it's
may
coming
not
from
happen.
state dollars, and it's not from your taxpayer dollars. It's from funds that are raised from tourists as they come to visit. And the idea is that we keep Lake Champlain clean and we keep drawing tourists to help our local economy. So it's hopefully seems like it's sort of a good deal and funded the way it should be.
What will the maintenance cost? What will the maintenance entail? And can we have some kind of an idea of what the town will be responsible for in future?
Thank you. The answer is we may not even do them if I'm sure if I.
Yeah, so they will automatically qualify for maintenance funds from the same state funding pool of this sort of keeping Champlain clean and keeping the tourist economy going. So it'll automatically go into that pool and it's automatically approved and the state basically signs a 10-year contract with the town saying that they're responsible for the maintenance costs. And then that gets renewed as long as the project's operating, that keeps getting renewed.
I know I look back at my notes from 2 weeks ago, and yeah, what I put down was you answered our questions. It's a smaller project, less disturbance, cheaper project. The questions around the water table and everything look good. It looked like the contract, I have something like 10 to 15 year contract, state funding for the project. Maintenance, it looks like, is included. And so it looks that's, I know sometimes things almost sound too good to be true. It's zero.
Got a quick question.
Yeah.
I'm assuming this is going to be the empty tank.
Yeah. Well, it's not really empty tanks. It's like a grid. It's sort of like a plastic grid that
Okay, so it's
supports.
plastic.
Yeah, it's like a plastic sort of like egg crates or
And this
something.
kind of is like on this green patch right up here.
Yeah, probably not organized very well. Yeah, the green little triangle right
So
here.
what would be the structural capacity of this? Because vehicles park there during concerts in the park. I mean, you get three or four vehicles parked on top of this. What is like the plus we have farmers market out there?
Yeah.
So if people are walking out there, what's the likelihood of their vehicle going swimming?
Yeah, no, so I'll let Joe actually formally answer this, our consultant on the line, but those were questions. We've come a couple times and met with the town and that.
All right.
Oh,
Can
that came up.
you guys hear me okay?
So it is, so we ended up making everything a little bit smaller, like the height of it shorter and more structurally, like with more structural integrity. So you can put most any vehicle out there. The snow can be out there, a fire truck could be out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I was worried
Yeah,
about is like
no.
sinkholes or something,
Yeah.
something like that. Because once it's buried, now it's kind of forgotten infrastructure.
Exactly.
So,
Exactly. Yeah.
and I know our board is not really great at doing due diligence in these projects because we have a wonderful free parking, but
Keep on the subject.
I am.
Let's
Let's
stay
keep
asking
talking.
all
I'm just asking.
Yeah, no, we would hope that the uses would be the same out there. I think the only thing they were saying is like a loaded, like a water fire truck filled with water, kind of like a really, really heavy situation. You might be pushing your luck a little bit, but normal
Okay.
vehicles should be able to be out there.
Okay, thank you.
Correct.
Joe, I don't know if you want to answer any of that question.
So the system, it's just 25 load rated, and that's, I believe, for this particular tank array, you only need to have either 12 or 18 inches of cover to achieve that load rating, and the more cover you have, the better the load rating is. So shouldn't unnecessarily park a whole bunch of meat on top of it if you don't need to, but it is load rated to handle heavy loads right up to short of a fire truck full of water, but it shouldn't have issues with settling or anything after construction's complete.
All right, thank you.
I'm sure.
Oh, sorry.
This is funded from user fees of Lake Champlain. Yeah.
Well, so that yeah, so some of it's hotels have the hotel
Rooms
package,
and
room
meals
tax,
tax.
room meal tax. It's a little tiny percentage is property transfer tax, and a little and a part of it is the bottle return. It's
No federal funds.
no federal funds, yeah.
Yeah.
My concern is from the last meeting that Hillary was here was that the town first has to clean out the line. Has we gone into thought process of that litigation process of cleaning that line prior to this operation?
Joe, do you want to answer that one or do you want me to?
Tag team. So, like the importance of getting the existing storm line on Carnarvon cleaned out. So one, like it's not draining very efficiently right now. And so because it's not draining well, that means there's going to be a lot of junk stuck in the catch basins and probably in the pipes. And so it'd be really ideal to get that cleaned out before we install any of this new infrastructure, because the last thing we want to do is send a whole bunch of chewed up leaves and sand and just grit into the new system. And so, Hillary and I discussed ways to write into the construction contract, which will be funded, like into that contract support for the site. And so that can be rolled in. And, like might require some town support on that. But that is more maintenance that, should be being done on a, 2 to 3 year rotation anyways.
Yeah, it's not a complicated process. You've seen the pricing A1 truck in town is jetting out lines at least once or twice a year. It's probably takes 20 minutes to half an hour max to jet out a line. So it's
Yeah, I
maintenance that we
understand
do.
that, but I also know that there's a willow tree and a crabapple tree that's been dumping bunch of debris for the last 40 years into
Yeah,
that
no,
system.
that's they can
Well, it's
they'll jet
always
it out and vacuum it. It's not you'll be surprised how easy it comes out.
We were saying we just put it as some like a requirement of site prep and then figure out how to between us how we do that.
That's not that big of a process.
Has that line had a camera put down at any point? Do we know anything about the integrity of the existing pipes? Intrusion, stuff like that?
So the stormwater will come to a point here, and then we'll put a new line to the system. So sort of whatever's coming already and make it the river already would come into the system. I don't know about the integrity of the uphill.
Upstream.
That would be kind of, and sort of just part of the existing system that needs to be maintained.
Regularly maintain it. That I'm not sure when that was new pipe, but it's new pipe since, in a guessing, sometime early 90s or sometime around there. We pulled, I'll never forget it, we pulled a piece of the piping out there. It looked like something out of a science fiction novel. There was pipes going everywhere. It looked like a giant octopus. It was the weirdest thing you ever saw. It worked, but then we went new. So it's been new tubing sometime in the 90s, probably. But
so. And that's all Carnarvon new tubing from the 90s?
I think so. I don't quote me on that, but it seems like that's when we did it all. It was before we repaved Carnarvon the first time that I was on a board, so that was 90s up.
So you're looking for a motion?
I am.
I'll make a motion that we move forward with the what do we call this project? The
we call it 06, Tangerine Stormwater Infrastructure Project.
You got that?
Yes, of course I do. I'll make a motion that we move forward with the Fairhaven 06 stormwater
mitigation
project.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you. Everybody understand what we're doing? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
No.
Three to one. We'll move forward.
Thank you. I will let you know how it goes on March 6th.
Okay.
Thank you. You were a no.
You are. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Joe.
Good luck.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Have a safe trip.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's great to see everybody again.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Kelly, you're up.
I'm up.
Give us a quick overview of what you're up to. And
those of you that don't know me, I'm Kelly Donaldson. I brought back in December a proposal to go forward with the Fairhaven Hometown Heroes Banners project. Those of you that don't know what it is the veterans. Some of you have probably been through New York or Bennington, Vermont, and you've seen the veterans banner on the cell phone poles. That's what I'm looking to do here. Actually, we've launched it. It is gone. So it is gone. And I'm excited about it. There were some questions in the show. I'm sorry. You met the bad side of me for a minute. I'm no longer his favorite Donaldson, but
that will never change.
Oh, good. Don't go there. It's up for discussion. In your hands, you have the official application for the Fairhaven Hometown Heroes Banner Project. We now have our own post office box. We now have our own email. We have our own checking account. We have everything in line. Today, I can tell you while I was at work, I probably got 50 responses. Somebody said to me, oh, we've got plenty of polls. Somebody said that last meeting. I think it was Bob Richards, actually.
I got to run.
Yeah, I thought so. That made me a little nervous. I'm glad that there's a lot of response. I've talked to the Masons. We will not be putting up banners on the polls around the park, because that's where they do their flags, and we don't want to interrupt on that. So I did put together a little sketch. It's beautiful.
It was a good sketch.
I spent a lot of time on this. So I can pass that around. What you'll see is in the circles is you'll see the pole numbers. It will run a straight line. So we're going to go from Lewis Lane on Washington Street. We will come down, because I didn't know this until the other day, that we only have telephone poles on one side of the road. I didn't know that. Yeah. So we will run down one side of Washington Street. We will stop here. There's a pole right outside on the corner of the town office. We will run from Stewart's intersection, and we will go all the way down that side where the flags are not, all the way up to where the Eagles Club intersection is. Academy Street. I can't think of the name of that street. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Academy?
Sure.
Right where Jay Brown lives. Everybody knows where Jay lives. but anyway, we didn't go any further. It has to stay on a town-maintained road. Rose just brought up a good point to me. On number six, banners will be tracked by street name. A list of the locations of banners will be available at the following locations. And then it says, town maintained road is open. I will now be putting up a sign or a list on every pole saying, this is where your pole is. What will happen is once we get our first delivery of banners, we'll start dispersing or start hanging, and then I can easily make an Excel sheet that says Nate Egan is going to be on pole 65 on corner of Lewis Lane. Simple as that. That'll be available for everybody to see. So it'll be pretty simple. I have a committee. My committee will be Joe Donaldson, not Junior, but the younger one, and Rich Greeno. We have somebody in the back end doing some secretarial and little stuff work. You did agree to do that, right?
I don't remember that at all.
That was Wednesday night at bingo.
That old story.
That was Wednesday night at bingo. But anyway, I also had a phone call just before I got here, and somebody said to me, will you be taking donations? If there's somebody that is willing and capable of making donations, we don't want a veteran to go without a banner because their family can't afford it. They don't have living family here. So absolutely. It will be done as Claire Stanley wants Rich to have a banner, and his family didn't want to do it, but she wants him to have it. So we will do a little thing that says donated by Claire Stanley or something to that effect.
Or anonymous.
Or anonymous. Doesn't have to be said. Question about whether or not we were talking about town employees being scarce and, you know, hoping to have some help to do this, and you have to be a town employee to hang the banner per the Green Mountain contract, Green Mountain Power contract, liability issues. I don't know, and maybe Joe will be able to answer this. This just came to me a half hour before I got here. If we can subcontract somebody for a dollar to use their man lift.
Price is right.
If they have to be named an employee, can we put somebody, can you say Kelly Donaldson's going to be an employee for a day, and then Kelly Donaldson donates it back?
I bet it doesn't have to be that complicated. I'd like Joe to do some research, yeah. But it seems we subcontract everything. We subcontract digging holes.
So Jay Kelm has offered to let us use his man lift. Premier Solutions or Premier Roofing or something like that would do that. Say if that was something we could do.
Let me check out.
So That's.
I don't want to commit to anything.
I'm not asking you to commit yet. We will be meeting. I will be meeting with Green Mountain Power either the 24th, 25th, or 26th to go through our poll. We did run from the corner of South Main up Prospect to where T.W. Ferguson's is as well, just to cover our bases so we don't have to go back out and do this all over. We just made sure we had enough polls right away.
How many does that represent?
A lot. It was really fun in the snowbank to take photos of all of those and loved it. But people were looking at me funky. Oh, well, it happens every day. Questions on the application? Did any? Yes, Mike.
Top, the Banner Street name, what's that for? So
Banner Street name, second page. It's going to be the second page way up here. Once this is completed, I'm going to be able to say Joe Gunter has a, this is where Joe Gunter's family's, this is my.
For
my purpose.
Okay.
So that we can, I'll be able to pull this application in 10 years and say, oh, I know where Gunter's scanner is. It's going to say, poll number, blah, 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 on the corner of Lewis Lane. It's going to be pretty simple.
You keep running Lewis Lane. And...
Well, that's because my very first person was from Lewis Lane.
Oh, Mr. Solomon, probably.
Mr. Solomon. Yes. So I'm going to, that is, any questions on this? Yes, Rose.
Say somebody wanted to sponsor a veteran, but didn't have a veteran to sponsor. Do you have a list?
I can have.
Okay.
That should be pretty simple at the Legion. I would bet that we probably have veterans that no longer have family in the area or don't have families, period. A lot of deceased. You know, you go look at our memorial over there and you're going to see a ton of deceased people. You can say, I would like to sponsor one for such and such. I had somebody reach out saying, I've got three brothers. I can't pay for three brothers. I'm the only one. It is a good chunk. I agree that $190 seems like a lot of money. However, keep in mind that those brackets are sturdy brackets. We have never had one come down. We had one that was damaged in, or not a bracket, but a banner that was damaged in transition, in delivery. Not anything that anybody did. They replaced it. But we haven't had one have hope to fall. Knock on wood. But we've been pretty lucky. And that keeps our P.O. box has been paid for by myself until the first one comes through. And I will reimburse myself for the P.O. box because that's what your $20 administration fee goes for to keep that going every year.
Hometown heroes. Does that be traceable hometown affiliation?
It should be a Fairhaven resident or had been a Fairhaven resident. I've had a couple people reach out from Benson or Well. I did say that it will their banner will be displayed in Fairhaven. But think about it, Benson, Orwell, West Haven, they don't have a Legion or a veteran affiliation in their area. A lot of their family is here. That's how they know about this, because it's out there now and they know that it's a Fairhaven resident. Well, I live in Fairhaven, but Dad used to. And don't forget that Fairhaven line, it goes all the way down to, oh gosh, I can't think of the guy's name. And it's just past Jake's dad.
That's like right.
It's right there. So you still, even though it looks like Castleton Bomazine, it's not.
Adam Aquino.
Thank you.
If someone wanted to buy a banner for Matthew Lyon, who was a colonel in George Washington's army, He lived, donated the land for the town green. Mm-hmm. I think he probably lived in Fairhaven.
He did.
They could buy it.
Absolutely.
And the Lyon family, who lives where in Kentucky or whatever, they don't have to be.
They don't have to be.
Say yay or nay.
No. I have people that are out of state and saying, I want to have one for my dad who lives. My uncle who lives at the Bennington Veterans Home belongs to Fairhaven Legion. His family is here. This is where his home is.
Cool.
So, and the other thing I do want to point out on here is it does say applicant signature. The only thing I want to bring to your mind is obviously if they're deceased, we can't have a signature. When you're talking to your veterans about this, I've had a couple people say, well, I want it to be a surprise. Don't be alarmed if you're going to get some veterans that say, I don't want it.
Exactly.
I don't want it. I'm going to ask you that because we need to make sure that we're honoring them. Not, you know, I my father is a big person on not having any recognition for anything. And I know if I ask him, he's going to go, oh, what I didn't say too bad. But, and a lot of your era now is Vietnam, and they don't want that recognition. They don't want that out. So don't be surprised.
So if I understand the streets that you're looking to put these banners on, if someone said, I live on West Street,
mm-hmm.
and I'd like a banner on my
answer
street.
The answer is no.
I live on Capitol Hill.
Nope.
And the answer is no, you've got to. Your banners.
We take wherever the town puts them. I can't reserve a spot for my father or Rich.
I just wanted to make sure.
You cannot reserve a spot. Can't have it wherever you want.
So would town decides where?
Basically, it's going to be Green Mountain Power in the town. And we're going to be up there with the banners. And we're going to say, okay, here we go. And we're just throwing them up.
My other question is there a process for eliminating duplicates?
So, if...
Because you know, one side
right.
of the family, yeah, then so the other side, and they're fighting, I want to do it. And...
So, my suggestion is, and this, I've talked to both of my brothers about this, because I have my son, I have my father, I have my grandfather. We want all three of them up there. Well, there's three of us kids. We're each buying one. If you've got a couple of, you know, your family members, talk to your family because it's one banner per veteran. And say to them, this is what we're looking to do. If you've got 10 people, well, great. Guess what? You each all got to put in $19. You know, and make it a family thing. Any other questions?
What do you need from us now?
As of today, we have a signed contract with Green Mountain Power.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. So
it was
so good. It was so good. It was like that contract went over and my phone was going boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, whoa, what happened? Right now, I'm taking the applications. I would encourage you, if you do talk to people, please encourage them to use the Fairhaven Hometown Heroes email or the Facebook page, not my personal page. And I am not giving out my personal phone number unless I want to give it out. But
my only other question is, so the sponsors, so like, say, like, my parents pay for mine, that too, the sponsor for this?
Yeah, you can, you've got your parents and your wife, and they might all want to go in on it together.
Mom's already said she's...
And what mom says goes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You mentioned a $20 maintenance fee.
$20 administration fee.
Administration.
Yes.
So, is when we first pay for it with $190, is the $20 for the initial outlay in the $190?
Yes, it is. Everything should be outlined.
Third page.
Okay, I missed it.
And that $20, so it's $120 to keep the post office box every year. because I wanted to have that started right off the bat, I said, I'll just pay for it, get it out of the way. But so that first check that comes in is going to pay me back $120. But that does not mean their banner is not covered. Their banner is still covered because the banner itself is $90. The mounting brackets are $65. Then you have the administration fee of $20.
So every year,
we will still...
The sponsor pays $20.
Nope, not every year. You only pay that $20 once when you purchase the banner. Every sponsor does. I'm not going to go back to you in 2 years and say, hey, I need another $20. And then it's going to keep rolling. It will.
It's a one-time fee. Unless you have to replace the banner.
Correct. Correct. If you have to replace the banner, once that banner comes, once the check is cleared and it's off, that banner belongs to you. Doesn't belong to the town, doesn't belong to me. Belongs to you. You purchased it. If something should happen to the banner, I go to the family and say, Rose, I'm really sorry. The wind took out, the tree took out, it sliced the banner. Do you want to replace it? If you do, then yes, we go the 190. Does that make sense?
Is there going to be some excess of monies in that account? Won't that be replace damaged banners?
It can be. It can be. Depending on what the damage is. If you're looking at a banner that's been hanging for 5 years, you're going to expect.
Brackets are still good.
Right.
They have
you only have to purchase the banner.
65.
The 90. Banner itself is 90. So, you only have, if you have to replace, you might have to replace that banner in 5 years. I'm not going to tell you that you don't.
If you look, they've held up pretty well in Granville.
Yeah, and Granville takes theirs down.
Oh,
we will not be doing that. New York has a different company than we do. We have Green Mountain Power. They have something else.
Mohawk.
Niagara Mohawk or whatever it is.
Mohawk.
Bennington leaves theirs up year round. This Green Mountain says, no, we're not going to come in, put them up, take them down. By the time you get them all up, you're taking them down again. So they leave them up year round. Bennington, this is their second or third year. Second year, maybe. And they've had no issues. No. So, I mean, I think the company is pretty reliable. They're, you know, they've been pretty good to us. So
they're good quality, you're saying.
Oh yeah, it's a thick I don't want to call it plastic, but it's like the
vinyl.
Yeah, like a real thick vinyl.
Yeah.
So judging by your excitement and your exuberance over this is becoming quite popular.
It is.
Whereas Fairhaven has a limited amount of polls, I'm assuming that we're going to supersede the poll count. Potentially.
I want to tell you, yes, we are going to.
So,
it looks like if it keeps going the way it is.
Is the rotation practice? So, because you got 50 polls and 100 people in one poll.
When I presented this, we will not be rotating them. If needed, I will go back and I will take pictures of Carnarvon Street,
okay,
4th
so
Street.
You're able to acquire more polls.
As long as it's a town-maintained road. We can't go on any state-maintained road.
Okay, sir. I was just curious because I just don't want anybody locked out.
No.
I don't want to lock in.
I would like to see, I mean, I'd hate to see it, but I'd like to see us run out of polls.
That would be nice.
Be pretty cool. There's a whole list over there.
There's a lot of bets in town.
Any other questions?
Nope.
Thank you.
Keep doing good work.
Thank you for your support.
Stop by anytime. Tell us what's going on.
Oh, I will. I'm sticking around for a bet.
Okay. Hang on.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Kevin. Amendments to the agenda.
I have one amendment. I'd like to add the addition of Hunger Road to our state map. Mm-hmm.
New
under new
G
business.
Under new business.
Please.
Finally. Okay.
This is to include Munger Road.
I'll make a motion to add Munger Road added to the state map. Under new business G.
Second.
Aye.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you. All right. Approval of the minutes of February 4th.
I'll make a motion. Go ahead.
Correction. I was not here at the last.
We'll get to when we get the second.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of February 4th.
Second that.
I'll second that.
Thank you.
Now,
additions, deletions, corrections.
I was not here. My name.
I really didn't notice you were here. I just.
Fine.
You're good.
Got
to get during 5 minutes. I'll ask
Mr. Towers to let everyone know.
But I'll
make the amendment.
It was a yes or no answer.
Yes, I'd like an amendment.
Let me get under 5 minutes for public comment. Mr. Billowitz, before the meeting, said that he thought it was summarized too much. I made a statement before the meeting that there's a tape of this meeting that covers everything, and the minutes, I don't believe we're violating anything by summarizing something as long as everything that was said is captured in the tape. That was my two cents.
Technically, all we really have to have is motions.
And
I don't have to include any of it.
Right.
By the way, you're fired.
I do have a couple other things for the minutes. On page 2 at the bottom, under Town Manager Report and Communication, where it says grants are being paid back and grants were awarded, it should be loans are being paid back and the loans were awarded to local businesses in town. It's just
wait a minute. Now, where is that?
On 2 at the bottom of the page, where it says grants are being paid back and grants awarded to local businesses. Those, we were talking the revolving loan program, so that they, instead of grants, it just should be loans. And then a minor one on page 4, at the top of the page where it refers to the chart we showed was Ethan, it says Pittman. His last name, it was probably the way I speak, it was Pippin, P-E-P-I-N. Next time I see Ethan, I want to make sure that he doesn't think I'm calling him Pippin.
He's a nice old French boy, Pippin.
So I'll amend my motion to accept the minutes from February 4th with those corrections.
You okay with that? Perfect. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Thank you. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes for public comment.
Hello, my name is Jonathan Billowitz. I'm a resident here in Fairhaven. As you all know, I am suing the town of Fairhaven. As you all know, it's a civil rights violation under the VLCT that is not covered by any insurance policy, as it is an act incurred by law enforcement. Also, the town has answered the complaint on the 9th, which I respect. Thank you. Unfortunately, I have yet to hear from Mr. Dunter, Mr. Humphreys, and Mr. Duell in their personal capacities. Whereas Mr. Humphreys has just arrived now, I was wondering if they are going to answer. Mr. Dunter, are you going to answer the complaint or the waiver of summons in your personal capacity?
5 minutes for public comment. All your comments should be made to the chair. You don't pick out individuals. We don't use 5 minutes for public comment to take and criticize people.
Or to address that question before that. Are they going to answer in their personal capacity?
I have no idea. Okay. And the other thing is usually a civil rights violation is covered by that. It may be
when it's incurred by law enforcement, it is not.
Okay. Thank you for your comment.
I also have one more thing.
You got time.
On the Fairhaven Town Fairhaven Town Facebook page, comment ranking needs to be turned off, as that is a violation of First Amendment constitutional right.
That's not our purview. That's you've got to go to California and talk to
it's in the settings, you can shut that off.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're not.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Nathan Aiken. I want to say the sidewalks have been excellent in the last few snowstorms, a lot better than they have in the past. If we could use more sand during cold bouts, because salt don't work below 20 degrees, and also that the state plow vehicles have a GPS thing where it shows a green light when they're plowing, then a yellow light, then a red light when they're too far off the road. Is there some way that we can have Mr. Gunner apply for a grant to have one of our plow trucks equipped with that? Because there are some intersections that where the intersection stops and the road's so narrow because the plows aren't plowing properly. They're swinging like they're driving a tractor trailer truck. They should be pushing it straight through, then backing up and plowing around because they're swinging and not plowing. So the vehicles are in the middle of the lane. So another person turning in, they're not as wide as they should be at stop signs. And I know the state has GPS enabled red, green, and yellow lights on their plow vehicles. So if we could possibly maybe have Mr. Gunner apply for a grant to enable one of our vehicles to have this, and we can get closer to the curbs and closer to the sides of the roads, and that will help a lot in vehicle travel in this town.
Thank you.
That's it for now. Thank you.
I have a comment, please, relative to the February 4th meeting at the end when Mr. Travers said that he was about to say, he looked at Mr. Gunter and said, do we have an exec? And Mr. Richard said, oh, if that's for the reviews, I'm not prepared or I'm not ready. After some discussion between Mr. Gunter and Mr. Vijay, Mr. Travers then continued and said, I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session pursuant to 1 VSA 313A1. And do I have a second? Yes. Okay. And at that point, there was some communication between Mr. Richards and Mr. Travers where Mr. Richards said, oh, I'd like to discuss legal. Mr. Faber said, yes, legal, we'll discuss legal. And they moved on. At no point in there was there an official motion. First of all, it should have been an amendment. But even at that point, there was no official motion, which Mr. Travers should have made. And in addition, I'd like to make a motion pursuant to 1 PSA 313A1F. It would have been F. Attorney client communication, and somebody should have seconded and go on from there. That didn't happen. Even though, Mr. Greenhow, you were not privy, or perhaps right next to the conversation, it's incumbent that any and all, and especially experienced select board member, not allow the board to continue without following statute. And I'd like to read very briefly here. From the statute, 1 VSA 313A itself, the genesis of all the subdivisions.
I think we're fully capable of reading those statutes.
No, I'd like to be.
We don't need you.
No, to I would like to comment for my public.
To read the statute.
I spent 5 minutes in the buzzer, the leg time. I haven't gone up.
You can waste my as time. Much of our time as you do.
My time.
Doesn't waste your minutes.
A comment to go into executive session shall indicate the nature of the business of the executive session, which Mr. Travers did under A1 regarding personnel, and shall indicate the nature of the business of the executive session, and no other matter shall may be considered in the executive session. So in summation, any communication that transpired in executive session without a formal motion, particularly disclosing the nature pursuant to 1 VSA 313A1F, possibly could be subject to open meeting, violation of open meeting laws, and is subject to scrutiny by the Secretary of State. Thank you.
Thank you for that comment.
Yep.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else? Okay, we're going to move on.
Wait.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was just going to let other people go if they were going to go. Roseanne Van Loo, Fairhaven. I don't know if you guys have been, probably not, seen on Facebook, but there's been a lot of conversation about the sidewalks. And I just think that the board needs to make a decision one way or the other. I think we need to have an ordinance. If you are not going to take care of all the sidewalks in the same manner, which is very difficult for the town, then there should be an ordinance that says the people where the sidewalk is, that person is responsible for maintaining that sidewalk. If you're not going to do that, if the town is going to accept the responsibility, then I really think it would behoove the board to include in the budget. Obviously, it's a little too late at the moment, but that in the future, it be included in the budget to have somebody specific for maintaining these sidewalks during this winter. One way or the other, I just really think with all this back and forth that's been going on, a decision needs to be made regarding the situation, you know, regarding that. That's just my comment.
Thank you for your comment.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, we're going to move on. Department heads.
In the last 2 weeks, we had five arrests, two for wanted people. One for leaving the scene of motor vehicle crash and negligent operation. I wanted to commend my officer. My officer located that vehicle and told me to construct the house on South Main Street rather quickly, wrap that up. We had a pedal larceny and fraud use of credit card. We had a guy actually up his wallet on the counter at Dunkin' Donuts. And went out. Somebody took it and used the credit card next door within seconds. But again, my officer was pretty quick on getting that done. And we had one for achievements. In the last 2 weeks, we wrote 58 traffic tickets, 40 written warnings, with 5 parking violations, and 3 car crashes. We had 5 sets of civilian fingerprints, and a brief review of the highlights that we did in the last 2 weeks. We had 102 calls for service, and we're at 454. Give you a breakdown of the revenue.
Questions for the chief?
No.
Thanks.
I just got this from Green Mountain Power today. They submitted their 45-day advance notice for the reconstruction or relocation of the substation over the airport road. So that project's moving forward.
Changed a little bit too if I read that email that they're coming underneath the highway.
Oh, yeah, they're not using that right of way anymore. They're going up and over.
And under.
Yeah. Sorry. We did a couple of trainings last week, just to give the board a heads up. We did the respect in the workplace training. We invited a friend from Castleton to come over and join us. They sent 6 of their employees. So, like we've been trying to do, things are always expensive. It's nice when we can share the cost of things like this. We also did a dump training, which was free. We just did an online course. We're going to train staff on some better practices with our battery collection. So that's coming up for them as well. And the swap shop, if anybody's noticed when they're at the transfer station, what we call the old dog pound, we're turning that into the swap shop. Shelves have been built. Shaden's pulling some rules that will be enforced at that space. And we'll present what we think is a good option to the Board of Selectmen for their opinion and approval if you so wish. I spent some time up in Montpelier last week to testify in front of House Committee about economic development and home construction. We talked about the TIF districts in particular and what a boon that would be for our community, small communities. And we talked a little bit about the Skyline Project. Skyline Project is moving forward. The owner of the property did sign that option agreement. I'm waiting for the contract. This knows the weather's been bad, so the contractor's not here yet. But as soon as the weather breaks, the contractor will be here to start that evaluation of the building. Munger Road, the board put that on the agenda. I got a confirmation from the state that they will put Munger Road back on our list of on our town highway maps. We found the original survey for Munger Road from 1918, which they said, yeah, that'll do it. So that's great. We'll be able to finally, after 65 years, we'll be able to finally put the last nail in that casket. And we have some Castleton.
My time's up. Your time's up. Sorry about that.
We have some students from Castleton University here. They wanted to talk. They wanted to hear. They wanted a story about Fairhaven. Something maybe that folks don't normally hear. So, guys, you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Joanne. I'm a communications major at Castleton, and I'm a junior.
I'm Madeline. I'm also a communications major. I'm also a junior.
So they're going to write a story about Munger Road.
Oh, cool.
Okay. And short to the point, that's all I have for you tonight.
Questions? I was approached by a couple of people who are up in Montpelier and said you pointed yourself well, and it was a pleasure to hear you speak. And they were impressed, so you should hear that.
That should be lovely.
Thank you.
Sure.
On the subject of Munger Road being on a 1918 map, there's a foundation at the top of Munger Road, at the intersection of Sheldon Road, that dates back 200 years or more. Has Munger Road ever been on any earlier map in 1918?
It's a good question. It you know, those things, it probably was there, but it never was taken up by the town. So that may be the, you know, it was always some sort of a trail or something, which is all it is now. I mean, it would be a class 4 road, I assume. So it probably everybody knew it was a road, but somebody got around to taking it up. And
actually naming it?
Hmm?
Actually naming it?
Yeah, and actually taking the road up as a trail or whatever they called it at the time. That's official enough for the state. That's good for us.
What does that do to the town?
It's not a lot. It adds to our total road mileage. With the class 4, it's not a lot, but it also means that we have to keep it maintained one season a year, which is summer, in case anybody's wondering.
Yes. Yeah. I remember that being there.
Yeah, that what?
1918.
Yeah. I know. My father was born right here. Okay. Anything else?
No, sir.
Okay, so we'll do some liquor licenses.
Some liquor licenses?
I do.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve a second-class liquor license and a tobacco license and a tobacco substitute endorsement to Global Montello Group, DBA Jiffy Mart, number 680.
Second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Nope, it's just the minutes.
Motion to approve a second-class liquor license, a tobacco license, and a tobacco substitute endorsement to RL Valley DBA Maplefields at Fairhaven.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Motion to approve a first-class restaurant/bar license and a third-class liquor license to Jekyll and Hyde, Inc., DBA Tomasi's.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Good. So you got it?
Oh, for liquor licenses, yes.
Okay. Appointment of Deb Lacona to the EDC /
Downtown Partnership.
Downtown Partnership.
I'd like to make a motion to have Deb Iancona appointed to the Economic Development and Downtown Partnership Committee.
All set. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed?
Yeah.
Chief, you're back on the stage.
I was managed to make a deal on the car for $18,300 plus the $600 documentation New Jersey fee, so it's $1,000 less than I originally proposed to you, like $18,900 instead of $18,900. They're willing to sell it to us if you guys agree to go that route. So potentially we would go down Thursday, Friday, or some down road next week. It's the same place we bought the last three. We've been pretty much successful. The one car had that one issue that took a while to solve, but for the most part, they've been recent. They're good to work for. Any parts, it's New Jersey, but we can go get them. They're well stocked and stuff that we need. If it was the pleasure of the board, I'd like to move ahead on that and then cycle out one of the cars to stay ahead of
the curve. Gateway Recharger.
Which pleasure?
That bored me enough.
So it looks like two motions are needed. Yeah, when I look at my cheat sheet. The first motion would be I'll make a motion to approve the amount not to exceed $25,000 from the Police Department Equipment Reserve Fund to purchase a used police cruiser and equipment to outfit the unit.
I may need a console and a few lights, but I'm going to reuse a light bar on this one that I go into the interior, so I think it'll be quicker and faster to get it up and running.
Okay.
And then the markings, obviously, are a little bit of
money. Second?
I'll second that.
Who is that, Mike?
Yes.
Mike, yeah. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye. I'll make a motion to deposit the reserve receive from the sale of the Fairhaven Police Cruiser into the Police Department Equipment Capital Reserve Fund. So when you sell the old one, you're going to take that money and put it in reserve.
And I do have the money. I have to pick up the money from the lease of the car, other car auction. We could talk to him. The check is ready. He just hasn't been over to get it. So there's money coming back into Durango.
Mm-hmm.
So to go in that.
Mm-hmm. I'll second that. Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Gazebo in the park or in the memorial triangle, I guess it would be. Where?
Nope, that's where you're at. So last meeting, it was brought to the board to that the Legion would like to spend $6,000, I believe, to install a gazebo in the Memorial Triangle, I think just to the north side of the walk. It was recommended that the board put this topic on the agenda just in case people had opinions. And I think people did have opinions.
They did, yeah. At least on Facebook.
Yeah.
Do we have any opinions here?
Yeah.
Why did you point to me?
Because you raised your hand.
Yeah. I sensitive subject, Maureen. In your memorial park, I think the space is very limited. Couple of questions have come to my mind when I'm trying to think of both sides of this. One, where are you going to put it? In front of the memorial?
No, where the stage is. Where the stage is now.
where they usually set the stage for,
which is
Memorial Day,
which is right in front of the memorial.
No,
to the side. Sorry. Okay, so you're still going to be taking away from that memorial.
No.
However,
well,
hear me out.
Hello.
However, you also have snow. Huge snowbank out there right now. Who's going to take care of this? We need this. Why? What is the reasoning? Why do we need this gazebo there?
I guess that's questions for the Legion. That's not.
Really, well, somebody presented it.
The Legion's. I will paraphrase the Legion and I'll let them correct me if there's something. But the whole idea was to have something more permanent structure there so that you don't have to take it up and down every year as the Legion ages. The Legionnaires age. There's less and less volunteers to do that. And it's and the stage that we have now is indoors. Yeah. Is indoor staging. And so if it gets rained on, it's.
And I understand that. So,
I think the important thing is to go to the Legion. And if they withdraw the
right, offer, but as a town, somebody's got to maintain it.
Yeah.
It's already difficult. And I have no problem going to the Legion. But I think that it's important that we had a few years ago, somebody came with a proposal to put up more memorials for those that were lost. The Iraq memorial, there's more to be added.
There's still room there.
But as somebody who marches in that parade, this is just something as the town should consider. As somebody who marches in that parade, where are we falling out to? There's not going to be space. If they keep taking up the space.
How do you manage that? I'm sorry. I'm just a little.
I don't get it.
You're not. It's not going to have a footprint any different than the stage that is there for every parade now. What is the smaller, what is? I'm taking my frustration out on you, Kelly, and I'm sorry.
But no, I'm probably taking my frustration out because I am a big advocate for that stuff. Anybody that knows me knows I live and breathe my veterans, and to take away from that memorial in any way, shape, or form. You know what? We need a stage once a year, Memorial Day. Your podium, put it there, pick it up, put it back.
I'd like to hear from other people who want to talk.
I'm in total agreement with her.
Why?
Well, number one, get a better stage. Get something that's easier to put up. I don't think you should take space from there. It's taking away from the memorial.
But as you know, being part of the itty bitty committee, you've had no volunteers. And we're not gonna pay the town guys who are always stretched thin.
All the more reason to just take a podium.
Here's what I will do. I'll bring it back to the Legion. I'm sure they'd be happy. I'm sure they'd be happy not to spend $6,000. So
well, we have.
Why improve anything?
How is $6,000?
Wait a minute, Bob.
Yes.
Bob, that's not it.
It's not. It's frustrating and it's irritating. Every time we try to do something nice, somebody comes up with some problem. It's ridiculous.
Ask questions. We're not here.
Let's hear the rest. I think Nate also has something. Let's hear.
Nathan Aiken. I read the comments on Facebook. And, you know, part of me says, yes, I guess we have guests that show up and speak and that they have a hard time going up the stairs to the stage we have. So, you know, part of me that says a gazebo, and there is room there on the north side. But then again, down 5 years down the road, who's liable for the upkeep of this gazebo? So in the contract, and the Legion wants this. Why ain't a member of the Legion here at this meeting and they stuff you the chair.
It's right there.
I'm not gonna. I'll bring it back to the Legion and.
Well, I think it's a conflict of interest for you, Bob, as a chair to be a selectman and also representing the Legion. I know you are here, but it just feels to me that it's a conflict of interest.
It's nothing sinister. That's what bugs
me. I'm not saying it is.
I'm sick of hearing it. And this is my last meeting. And it's nothing sinister, but that's what I've been accused of, and I'm sick of hearing it. So here's the deal. The Legion, read the Facebook crap.
Don't talk.
Here's the deal. I've had it. I've had it with that crap. Now, you think that somebody offers to donate $6,000, all of a sudden it's a sinister act?
Nobody said that.
Yes, they have.
Well, I didn't.
There's a conflict of interest. I don't care what you want to accept, to be perfectly honest with you.
I don't really care.
I think we need to come back.
We need to come back.
I think we should.
I just asked questions. All I did, Bob Richards.
Can I say something before everybody gets specific?
Too late.
Before I get my mouth in trouble.
Well, I think it's a good idea.
Because
you know it's a good thing. Garden type, a good classic.
And who plants that every year?
And that kind of thing.
Dave Mallory used to.
Paula and Kelly and Joe.
And
thank you, Joe.
And
you did too once.
And Joe. Oh, Gunther?
That I saw.
I think we should make a motion.
Right now, there's enough. You don't make a motion. Run right. Put something on the agenda. Have 44 people say, no, we don't want it. And then write it right through. I won't be a part.
Yes, they do.
What we need to do is just calm down. Let's let Bob and Rich go back to the Legion. Talk about it. Sometimes we try to get an answer to something, and maybe it's a great idea, but we haven't put all the pieces and we can't answer all the questions.
If I was allowed to finish, I would like to see a drawing and some type of blueprint instead of just, you know, people react to a visual instead of words. And that's all I have to say. Thank you, Bob.
I apologize for flipping out, but I'm sick of being accused of sinister acts when all we're trying to do is improve the looks of that particular and improve the use of that.
Can I make a motion?
No. Well, you can, yes.
You can make a motion, you can second it, and if the three of you want to wear the decision, you go right ahead and make it.
I think we have to go back to the Legion and ask them if they want to be involved with this controversy. They probably don't.
They should send someone else to come and talk.
Well, whoever must
have a housing manager or something. Most organizations.
Tom Galvin brought it up.
And I think they're putting you two are being put in a position.
I just think it's a good idea.
I think it would add to that. I think it looks nice.
I can tell you
that what
I'm seeing, I need to see a lot more before I could support. But I'm only one vote.
I mean, if
three of you want to motion and run it right through, you can own the gazebo.
We've done a lot of work downtown. We've added lights. We've done the parking ride.
I think we're going to achieve that's
the last piece that really needs pulled together.
That's just me.
But look what happens to the gazebo that is there.
Let's go back to the Legion. Let me go back and get your ducks in a row.
I think you're forcing. You want to force it down? You could go right ahead. Force it right in.
Let's go back to the Legion and see if they want to. If they still want to be involved in it in sinister controversy.
I'm not saying it's sinister.
Bob, stop putting words in our mouths. We didn't say that.
Well, we are representing the people that are on Facebook. Yeah. Well. Okay. Fine.
Just one more thing, can I say?
Yeah.
I really think you had a diagram that would go a long way for the people that have all these questions.
They have all the concerns.
We've had diagrams for
We
other projects. Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk to them. I'll see what the Legion wants to do.
I'd like to thank the Legion. It really is a positive thing they're trying to do, and it did raise some hackles. But how often do we get an organization to say, "Hey, we're gonna give you $6,000"?
Right. And
like, so, I think I don't use Facebook for very obvious reasons, but maybe if we I agree, we all just take a breath, let it go, because it is very positive.
That's
my let's, like Mr. Greeno said, let's find that middle ground.
It's my thought. So what it is, it's a little greenhouse type gazebo. It's
all 8x12 or something like that.
It's a very small Anyways. Version. Bandstand is down there now. 3 or 4 people can get underneath it with a podium in the rain, make their announcements on Memorial Day, and what other any other time of year. For that
so matter. Why not just have a diagram so everybody can see that?
I'm trying to explain it to you. Please listen. It's going to be just a little.
I want to see it. I okay. don't want you to explain to me.
I'm sure if you go on garden sheds and those kind of thing, places, you'll see all of them. That's all it is.
We'll go back to the Legion. We'll get specific.
Maybe they will send
somebody up to
it. It's not the picture of the gazebo. It's the layout of it, where on the green and what bushes need to be trimmed and what way the door is facing. It's just like any other private citizen when they want to have a building permit. They need a set of plans and everything else.
Yeah, okay. We'll move on. Lead line loan program.
If you remember, I think it was the last meeting that the young man came into the select board. He was the only house in the town that had a lead service line for his water.
Lucky man.
That's yeah.
Yeah.
Those yeah, Sam.
Yeah. I did a little bit of research. This is actually just half baked right now. I gave the board a little bit of information, but that's all I have at this point. If there still is money out there, it wouldn't be free for us to just get a loan. We'd have to manage that money like we manage revolving loan fund, right? So it's free money from the state, but we still have to manage it. There's still personnel time. So I will bring more back to the board when I get it.
There's nothing through the state.
We have to give us the money. We just have to manage it.
So basically, Joe, it's a loan. It's not like a small grant to help these folks out.
Right.
It is a loan. It's got to be paid back.
And we have to pay it back to the manager.
Which is crazy. The state's the one that initiated all this. And then they're forcing the homeowner.
And the town. And it's another unfunded mandate.
Yep.
It's kind of one of those ones where if you're stupid enough to not want to have lead pipes in your house, then you know that's a mandate I think is worthwhile, right. And it's not unfunded. There's loan program.
Well, we can disagree.
Yeah,
I'm just so the reason we put this on the agenda. You're not looking for a decision. You're just telling us you're thinking.
Yeah, nothing tonight. Had I had more time to pull the program together, I would ask for maybe a decision, but I didn't. This is just the basic okay. information.
And another thing is, if we want to have the one person, they may or may not be interested in a loan from us. So we have to
why put tons of time and energy into something?
It's not one off. It's not. That's not that much. It's from the shut off to his house.
That's what I'm saying.
To the water meter.
Small job.
What?
Yeah, so that's all I had.
Okay. Thank you. Fireworks permit?
Yes, it's that time of year. CNC Fireworks brought in their application for the permit. They provided me with the check. I just need the board to make a motion to approve it and then sign the permit.
I'll make a motion to approve the fireworks permit board. Do you have the name of the business?
It's CNC Fireworks.
CNC Fireworks.
Check that. Everybody know what we're doing, yeah. Where they are. All those in favor?
All right.
Those opposed? Thank you. Errors and omissions approval.
Yeah. So this was an error. This is a clerical error from the Lister's office on the 2023-2024 grant list. Property owned by Michelle Beattie was added twice to the grant list for a little more than $111,000. So this correction removes the second entry. So from the board, I just need the acceptance. I need a motion that accepts the errors and omissions, and then the town clerk actually signs it.
I'll make a motion to accept the errors and omissions report.
I'll second
for the listeners.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Was the error made at the state level or here?
We
made the error. Yeah. And
we're fixing it. Yeah. Munger Road.
Munger Road.
We're there.
How exciting. This just tickled me to death when we finally got the answer to this. So I talked to Miss Carrie Alley up at the State of Vermont on Friday, just before I left for the weekend. She said all the Board of Selectmen had to do was provide a statement to her and the state saying that you are confident that Munger Road had never been discontinued and that the original survey is correct. And that's I drafted a letter. For the board to sign saying those things.
So I'll make a motion that we sign the letter for the state saying that we're confident that the Munger Road has never been discontinued and is a class 4 road.
Except, then you say, you don't sign. The motion says to sign.
Right.
That was the one before. For the errors and omissions.
I made a motion to sign. Oh, but let's make sure to your point. The motion is to sign the memorandums.
Yep. Second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And those opposed? Thank you. Munger Road is back.
I want to thank you, Joe, for hanging in there for the 3 years of my whining or what's going on.
It's been a week till I see it on the map.
I'm
before I bring the food center.
Someone on the map.
Okay. Parking lot. I can tell you that there's been some movement on the subdivision and the downtown designation. The planning commission has put their head down and really gone a long ways with it so far. I had a conversation this afternoon that the guy from the state who will walk us through this is going to come down. He's going to meet with the EDC and the Fairhaven Partnership to see how they're focused and how we can direct them to go so that he can sign off on their end. One of the things, Will, he'll probably look at your bylaws and stuff. The other end of it is that we were really compressed time-wise to get all the stuff done for a March-April application, and the state guy said, doesn't make sense to do that. There's another application in September. He said, you're better off to wait and get everything in for September. So we'll talk about that tomorrow in our meeting, but we're certainly going to do that because that'll make it a lot easier. The other thing he also said is that because we have to have additional verbiage in the zoning laws and the zoning regs for historic downtown and for subdivision rules. And he said, why go through that process twice? You can do it in the same public hearings. So we'll have everything that we'll present to the board at some time in the future, I would say midsummer or something like that, so we get all the 45 days or 30 days that we need for each public hearing. We have the planning commission will have to have a public hearing, and then the select board has to have two. And one will be an addition of the subdivision to the zoning regs, and one will be the planning or the historical part of it. The historical part is 2 pages. The subdivision is 15 or 16 pages. But essentially, what it will do for us, it will make it very easy if a developer is coming in and wants to build a large subdivision. There's a separation in the word, in the verb. So if he wants, he'll know exactly what he has to do. It'll be there, and the subdivision rules will mark it out. And it's pretty standard boilerplate stuff that everybody understands if you're a developer, but it'll be there, and they won't have to all of a sudden be halfway through the program and find out that they didn't do something right. It would be written down. And with the subdivision rules, we get the downtown designation as a that's part of the requirements for the downtown designation. And the whole idea of the downtown designation helps developers housing people with Act 250 regulations. It lessens the oversight that Act 250 has on specific, not everything, but specific, particularly housing. So it will be a win-win. It's just going to be a little bit longer than we expect, but I think it'll be a lot cleaner when we're all done. That's the whole
question for Joe, with this moving out to September, we don't want a lapse where we're not able to get grants because we re-up our village designation, or our village designation ran, I thought, until about June.
It'll end at the end of June.
It'll end. I just think, I believe in Murphy's Law and everything. If something happened, I don't want 9 months of no ability to get grants. So why don't we? It doesn't hurt. Why don't we re-up? It's not a time-consuming process, but we should get that village designation.
Let me, if you don't mind, let me reach out to the state and tell them what we're doing.
And let them know what our concern is.
Yeah.
I know that we went through a period of time because we didn't have a town plan that we weren't eligible for grants. I don't want that to ever happen again.
That's the reason. Yeah, that was
we're asking the question.
That was troublesome.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else in the parking lot? Round table?
The only thing I have is I think our guy's done a pretty decent job plowing snow. It was pretty hard to keep everybody happy. I mean, you push the snow back too far, people complain. You don't push it back far enough. If you don't push it back in the beginning and get the complaints up front, then you got ice dams. So it's a catch 22. It's a lot of work no matter how you do it. And I think they've done a great job. There is some training issues that we got to just work on a little bit. It's nothing serious, just little stuff. But we'll get there. And, that's all I have tonight.
A few things. First of all, I want to thank you for all your service to the town. I know this is your last board meeting, so thank you.
I almost made it through without
it. Fine. kind of piggybacking on what Roseanne said, I think there's some improvements we could do with sidewalks. A little bit more attention to those after that thing settle. I think that's about it.
Two items. One, the need for some coal patch and some of the, and it's that time of year. I'm just saying everybody's got potholes, but we've got potholes. Okay. Usually around the bridges, like the bridge going out of here, the bridge going out of town, If I know we've been right out straight storm after storm, but boy, if we could get some cold patch and get some of our worst ones, I think it would help us out.
I think that's going to happen tomorrow.
Perfect. Yeah, that one at the bridge is bad.
Perfect.
I think the sidewalk plow or maybe state or somebody clipped one of the hanging baskets on the bridge.
Yeah, it probably wasn't the state.
Okay. I noticed that the other day. I was like,
yeah.
And I'm starting to get some feedback from some people saying, hey, I'm a little concerned with some of the speed, some of our, whether it's sidewalk plowing or plow driving. And I don't want to, I think our DPW crew is doing a pretty good job. I think they're hustling to get it all done and get it done as soon as they can. And we need to let them know it's okay to slow down a little bit there. Don't be in such a hurry that we're going faster than we should. Not finding fault with the job they're doing, but I'm hearing that there's concern about the speed out there. So just take it as a data point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
One thing, the Plan Commission is going to have two resignations. We have a volunteer to take over one, but it's right around the time when we advertise so it makes sense to advertise both. I should have the resignations tomorrow. One person is willing to step right in and she would be fine. But I would like to advertise both of them just to be on the fair side and to maybe generate some interest in the other. With that said, we have three people that we know that we can count on for our forums. But one person has been ill and now is going to resign, and that will offer our chance to get somebody interested in that wants to do that. So we should advertise that like we do every other position. The other end of that too is we have one person needs to be reappointed this year, so we should do that as well after this board should.
Can I piggyback on that for a second? We have a similar problem with the Zoning Board of Adjustment with Kevin Durkee being done this year and with us losing Bonnie Rosati. That group has gotten down, and we need to, when you go to advertise, we need, and I'm looking at you because you're an alternate for us on that, and they're down real low. I don't want you to feel like I'm twisting your arm, but I'm twisting your arm if you think about it. But we should go out.
It's a good
Zoning point. Board of Adjustment is gotten down to where it's they can't afford to lose anyone else, or they couldn't meet to do anything.
It'll be a good time to see if we can get some interested people wanting to join up, which is, I don't know, it's long hours of $100 I would get them, but anyway. All right, review of financial stuff.
Okay, I'll make a motion when we're all on set.
Yeah, well, it depends on which one you're doing
first. I'm going to do payroll first.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve the payroll of $41,183.06.
There's a second.
Second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I'll make a motion to pay the warrant of $124,505.44.
Second?
Half second. Mike said.
Yeah.
Mike raised his hand.
I can't hear that.
Sorry.
One hand clapping.
Yeah. Running low on energy.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you.
And the checkbook status is $1,865, $865,541.38.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I'm not going to try to do those things so long.
And we do have an executive session.
Yes, we do. I'll make a motion to go into executive session for personnel under 1 DSA 313A1.
Is there a confidential attorney? Is that for both of them? That covers both? I don't want to.
They cover both, yeah.
Okay. I don't want to.
Contrary to.
Yeah. Yes. That's what I want. Okay. Sir, all in those in favor?
Yeah, who seconded that? Was she?
I'll second that.
Thank you. Jump in here anytime.
Sorry. I was
way ahead of your second.
And all those in favor?
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those both.
I was in deep talk.
Hey, and for our Munger Road communications people, there's a person in that lives in Hampton called Snowplow Frank Fingers, who lives the history of the Munger Road. And he's very active in Facebook. If you were to reach out, if you were looking for some words of wisdom.
He goes, I got to correct you. It's Frankie the Plow.
Frankie the Plow. I was going to say that.
Frankie the Plow.
Frank the Plow.
Frank the Plow. But hey, if you're looking for some color to go with that, there's a person. I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Been a pleasure.
It has been. We have one more. We have one more go around here on the.
One more go around.
Hey, now.
So do we have people running for every seat?
I think there's a write-in. I think Lucci's doing a write-in.
Lucci's going to, well, I had breakfast and with Sam and.